James M. Driscoll, San Bernardino, CA, United States. Last online, the 7th of May 18. The avatar found on this social media platform, myhiveteam.com, is found on Gravatar. Currently, it is not attached directly to the site, but if I am censored from view, I will recreate the email MPATAPO binding and avatar on site Gravatar before I continue to write my story that just eventually gets censored. Profile questions and answers.
Q.
A.
Q. Most days I find myself A. Laying around in bed in a state of worry, sometimes panic, depression, perplexed that the circumstances of truth that I have documented can actually occur in the United States of America in 2018. The haters have been allowed to win. The haters in leadership roles, boards and directors and CEOs of the Ryan White Care Act HIV, AIDS social service agencies. Q. Given what I know now, I would recommend others. A. Never interfacing to a contracted social services provider unless that provider is independently for-profit funded or specifically has addressed case management and agency provider care is being client-centered based on individual needs not being met in life. C. http://meme.gruup.net spelled gruup.net. Great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education reference slash percent 23 macta.pond slash basichumanids slash cognifit dash maslow percent e2 percent 80 percent 99 s percent 20 pyramid percent 20 what percent 20 is percent 20 at comma percent 20 what percent 20 are percent 20 it's percent 20 levels comma percent 20 how percent 20 can percent 20 we percent 20 apply percent 20 at comma percent 20 does percent 20 at percent 20 only percent 20 have percent 20 advantages dot mp3 q my life has changed in this way. A. Trust in all levels of interactivity to be private confidential in social services has been completely lost. In my last interface with Colorado Health Network in Denver, Colorado, the employee-employer networking site is showing where the informational warfare truth is being shown to the public about the hate collective systemic in charge of the Ryan White Care Act funded agencies. Just read Colorado Health Network's reviews for yourself. HTTPS. February 17, 2018. If you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros. The mission at CHN is good. Cons. Very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management. Get to know employees better. The definition of catty that this author intends is found on Urban Dictionary as catty. When a person or group of people, usually friends, or sometimes in college sorority sisters, act very immature, don't ever escape the high school mindset, such as getting caught up in stupid, catty drama that is relatively unimportant, or sometimes annoying, loud, obnoxious, materialistic, drunk, change their morals for the acceptance of others, act like they are the shit, and above others in status who are not in that group, etc. Things of that nature. I can't stand that group of people's catty attitudes. They are going nowhere in life until they realize that they need to grow up and stop acting so catty. Hashtag immature, hashtag dramatic, hashtag sorority, hashtag sororities, hashtag Greek life, hashtag obnoxious, hashtag catty, hashtag cattiness, hashtag cattiness. By Cali Girl 3131 December 12, 2008. 407 up, 301 down. Back to profile Q&A. Q, when I'm having a bad day, I like to A. Cry tons of tears for an hour at least. End of my HIV team profile. Hi James M. Driscoll. Leave a message for the community to let them know how you are doing. How is your day? Good. Bad. So. Please avoid adding posts that sell products, or solicit for fundraisers or research. Dot. James M. Driscoll was having a so day. San Bernardino, CA. An HIV, AIDS story plight from hate, written by James M. Driscoll May 7, 2018. A massive mischievous marvel of molding muck presenting itself in the local HIV, AIDS community in Denver, Colorado, USA. Part 1 of 5 parts total, each part has a limit of 3,000 characters. I finally have made some headway on holding this story plight from hate against the perpetrators of a hate caddy collective who have engaged in targeting me as an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me from Denver, Colorado. You see, last year in July, some nice good-willed employees of Colorado Health Network started to come forward on the employee-employer networking site of Glassdoor, where employee reviews are trusted and not modified or removed by companies. There are 4 damning reviews for Colorado Health Network in Denver, aka Denver, Colorado AIDS Project. This being presented on LinkedIn under the company's profile, an introduction reaffirming my positions in this matter. HTTPS. My comment upon their profile is James Driscoll owner, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. on the use of the F-word fully formed on this site. Refer to this tweet, https://twitter.com/grewup/status/99320176381668556569. LinkedIn allows for the word fuck to be part of. Company name search, https. Resume details, https. Job details, 11 results showing worldwide. So, the use of the fuck word here is not a reason to block this communication. If you block this communication, you are acknowledging that you have no answer for the truth that is documented and that truth is unchallenged by you. You would acknowledging the truth of circumstances is the truth to all time without regard to the life path of individual that you have destroyed for some kind of game-playing selfish reasons. You have a very negative Glassdoor reviews showing for your company. Be it that your former and perhaps current employees are also sick and tired of the game after what went down with me. You should all be embarrassed to be still operating. Posted less than a minute ago. Hug like add a comment. James M. Driscoll said. Part 2. The person whom I identify as the puppeteer of this hate and harassment campaign, I identified in a Facebook Live video presented on July 7, 2017. The hate and harassment had been unyielding and non-stoppable for so long, and I was then homeless because of an eviction that was filed against me on November 30, 2016 from HIV/AIDS subsidized housing. Not just me, the entire complex is HIV residential housing. I claim hashtag conspiracy exposed from several events, one being in October, which I actually filed those details of events upon my eviction case in December. I had to negotiate a move-out date of December 31, 2016 because of lack of evidence completely supporting my claim of conspiracy. More than hearsay, the combined evidence is not yet formed to be able to point a finger at the source. This campaign against me is extreme. They stole my car in January. Although I got my car back, it was not returned in complete wholeness. It was already dismantled apparently for a chop shop. The inside dash components are replaced with fitting parts, but not the original. The radio, which had a video DVD display, was never put back. I am unable to connect the cruise control because there is control button assembly on the dash pieces they put back into my car. There is discolored part under the steering wheel also that makes this event obvious. My car was set into a chop shop, but something caught it out of that path and into being returned. What was that? It was the truth filed by a screen recording of my mobile device of an SMS conversation that began November 1 with a particular member of the local community on social media. His name is Joe. His full name is irrelevant at this point, but I was able to find his name by a search on his telephone number. His name coming up in reference to owning a fire protection business. The information that I found that I read seemed legitimate. It did not dawn on me that the information that was posted was fraudulent. The name of the person who is the puppeteer who is the regional director of Colorado Health Network that I have already introduced and Joe are not the same person, but I bet they know each other. There is a conspiracy here brewing since November 1. I caught the conversation from the begging on my phone device and recorded a screen recording of the text, pics, omitted some X-rated photo items only. I placed that video file online in a particular location which was more a vagrant location less of popularity. But that vagrancy ID holds weighty truth to their extremes. I did not post it on Facebook. That would not have generated the response that was needed. I got my car returned, yes indeed. Posted less than a minute ago. Hug like. James M. Driscoll said. Part 3. Although later in May, I would resort to posting on Facebook a video of the chaos I was still receiving. He has deleted his original Facebook account. Closing square bracket dot. His Truth Finder background check report. Is showing his Facebook page along with other social media links. Be careful what you all do online. It is being tracked. Related links. LinkedIn. Dot. Remove. Facebook. Dot. Remove. White Pages. Dot. Plus. Remove. Dot. Remove. Mr. Harris also has conspiracy charges on his criminal record that comes back on TruthFinder. Likely criminal record matches. Match rating based on first name last name dob age state. First and last name Mawana Harris. Sentence begins. October 3, 2003. Source. Department of Corrections, Colorado. Charges, offenses. Receiving stolen property, burglary, theft by unlawful taking, bail jumping, unable to code, conspiracy. Now that being revealed as one of the actors here involved in a story unfolding to you. It is funny that someone thought they removed this video that was posted on Facebook from my timeline by using my Facebook account while they were visiting me and I was sleeping. This video is not among the videos that are present in my timeline but should be. I could replace back on my timeline, but it's not important. The Facebook video link above plays the video anyway. That is because it was never really deleted. Every single thing you post is present if you relink to the captured URL, even if you say your content you want deleted. You have to make an administrative request for removal, you all know. There is a process for that almost on all sites. Deleting is an option to correct a mistake, to repost it so that it may appear presented in a different way than you made it the first time, especially if there are no edit options available. That is the only reason to delete content submitted to the web. The moral of the case here, on public mainstream media, if you are embarrassed by something you have posted, you should not have submitted it for posting in the first place. And everything has its backtracking, even if you delete your account. It is a part of your social media profiles across the web. You cannot take it back. It has permanence. Is everyone dumb idiots and don't know this by now? Posted less than a minute ago. Hug like. James M. Driscoll said. Part 4. That is not so. What is my space is that I choose to post a video from events of my car theft. For it has temporary holding, if it is not yet search engine spidered indexed. Although the domain set is surface web, there is also the dark web that operates in the same way. The dark web is becoming more mainstream, according to a TED Talk video on YouTube that I watched. Wow, people, get your head and mind into proper gear and focus. Dot. How the mysterious dark net is going mainstream, Jamie Bartlett. 502,592 views, 9.9k likes, 173 share. TED published on September 24, 2015. I am presenting two more Facebook video links, these recorded using the live mode, now optioned. These are directly relevant to Colorado Health Network on June 6, 2017 and July 7, 2017. I am placing in reference to linking here for the time being. There is much more to this story. I guarantee you this is a epic true tale of a hate collective run amok out of control, the source leadership of the HIV, AIDS community in Denver, Colorado. This is a conspiracy. Greater than greater than greater than greater than greater than every part of this story is documented on that site. Online available, I said, was more a vagrant location, less of popularity. That online location has very much relevance here affixed to this story. Does anybody want to know how to expose a very complex and detailed conspiracy? Posted less than a minute ago. Hug like. James M. Driscoll said. Part 5 final. I have a introduction letter email directed to the District Attorney of Denver County, Colorado that introduces you to the issues of dealing with this hate for ongoing now 10 years without any true regression. I am sure you too, the members of this site, are dealing with these same issues. There is an overabundance of hate out here on the web against the HIV, AIDS community. The source of that hate is the Social Services Agency Network. At least for the black men's community that I isolate and identify from Denver, Colorado. Recorded June 6, 2017, has present each and every staff member's business card of the Colorado Health Network presented in this video. James M. Driscoll was live. Dot. About 11 months ago, for daddy, it's time to acknowledge wrong and rights. We must build upon dot life a new foundation of wisdom, wise guidance. I love you, daddy. Tagging camera off. Sammy Francher. James M. Driscoll was live. Watch video. Dot. About 10 months ago, priorities are priorities, filling my medicine when the pharmacy normally will close. Tagged. Denver, Colorado AIDS Project. Does anybody want to know more to this story? As I unfold a wield a case of conspiracy against the Social Services Network of the Ryan White Care Act, beginning with Denver, Colorado. This post services notice. I know the truth. I hold the truth. The truth shall set you free.